One of the things that's encouraging in the Bible is when people repent of their sins. And, of course, the Bible teaches that if we do not repent, we will perish. God said that. Jesus said that twice. He repeated himself in Luke 13:3, and then in verse 5, he's recorded saying that again. So, when people repent, it's a wonderful thing because people have made a decision to change. But one of the sad things is when people repent, and they go back. The Apostle Peter talks about such a sad condition in 2 Peter chapter 2 about the dog returning to its own vomit. And that's the picture of a person that would repent and then go back into the world. And there are other illustrations. And so it's not a pretty thing when a person has been redeemed and repented of their sins and then would turn again and go back. The Bible uses great graphic language to help us understand how ugly that is. Perhaps it's one of the most wickedest things and worst conditions we can even imagine. The prophet Nahum, you may remember, he prophesied to Nineveh, a nation that had repented earlier, and at the preaching of Jonah, a prophet that didn't even want to go to them. But he, of course, makes it after his episode in the belly of the big fish. But Nineveh repents at the preaching of Jonah. But in the book of Nahum, something had changed. And they had gone back as a nation. If you'll take your Bible, look at the book of Nahum just for a moment. It begins and says, "The burden of Nineveh, the book of the vision of Nahum, the Elkoshite. God is jealous, and the Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserveth wrath for his enemies." And then in verse 3 it says something again encouraging. It says, "The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebuketh the sea and maketh it dry, and drieth up all the rivers." He refers to several rivers there, but the nature and the language that's used here, again, showing and demonstrating the great majesty of God's power over creation, over the mountains. There's nothing more powerful than God. The point here is God revengeth, and he is a God that is jealous. And when people repent and turn back to him, he's happy. But he's not when they turn away from him again. He's jealous. If you'll look at Nahum chapter 1 there, notice again verse 14, an interesting phrase where it says, "I will make thy grave, for thou art vile." You know, God, again, a God that wants to forgive, yet tells these wicked people, "I will make thy grave, for thou art vile." This is the way God looks at, again, the nation here, the person that would turn again back to sin. Another encouraging passage, it kind of goes back and forth some, verse 15, "Behold upon the mountains the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace. O Judah, keep thy solemn feast, perform thy vows, for the wicked shall no more pass through thee." He is utterly cut off. And you and I can find comfort in that principle and realize that though we live in a world where people often turn their back on God, God will not turn his back on us if we will not turn our backs on him. The prophet Nahum had much to say about this situation. In chapter 3, verse 1, he doesn't look favorably upon bloody cities. And he says there, "Woe to the bloody city, it is all full of lies and robbery. The prey departeth not. The noise of a whip and the noise of the rattling of the wheels and of the prancing horses and of the jumping chariots. The horseman lifteth up both the bright sword and the glittering of a spear, and there is a multitude of slain and a great number of carcasses, and there is none end of their corpses. They stumble upon their corpses because of the multitude of their whoredoms. of the well-favored harlot, the mistress of witchcrafts, that selleth nations through her whoredoms and families through her witchcrafts. Think about our own country when it comes to perhaps like Hollywood and various things. It just sells itself to such things as vile things that are even really not worth mentioning. That's what he's talking about here. This is what the Ninevites had done. It's what they were doing. They were actively engaged in this. And again, a people that had one time repented. A nation of Gentiles, by the way. There's great power in the preaching of God. And when people repent of their sins, there's great salvation. And so perhaps you're here and you can look back on your life and with great thanksgiving, you have great appreciation because you've been redeemed and you know and you love your God and He loves you and you're in sweet fellowship with Him. And that's why you're here tonight. Keep studying the Bible. Perhaps you're here and you're feeling that desire to go back into the world. The motive of this lesson is to remind you that it's a bad thing. It's a worse thing. In fact, Peter says that it's worse for you if you go back. Perhaps he means it's harder to repent again a third time. So I want you to think about that. And don't be like the Ninevites, who became a bloody city. It's as if they were even worse than they were the first time. It becomes more and more challenging to repent. So the challenge is again to realize how blessed you are. Stay faithful. Don't give up. But if you're at that point of struggling, be sure and study. Talk to somebody. If you think you need to repent of something you've done, you know you've done something wrong, then we can pray for that and we can help you with that. Perhaps you're not a child of God and you're ready to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ tonight and repent of your sins for that first time, knowing that it's time to be saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. Are you ready to confess Him before men publicly? Are you ready to be immersed in water for the remission of those sins to arise to walk in the newness of life? It's the gospel invitation of our Lord and Savior. If we can help you in any way, then why don't you let us know as together we stand and we sing.